The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday in Advent is written in Jeremiah chapter 23. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought up the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives, who brought up and led the offspring of the house of Israel out of the north country, and out of all of the countries where he had driven them. Then they shall dwell in their own land. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is written in Romans chapter 13. Owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies or drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and to make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. When they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humbled and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The sermon for the first Sunday in Advent is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Thus far the text. Please be seated. "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord." So began the prophet Jeremiah. The people of his time were told of what was headed their way: their captivity in Babylon. Years of having no home, no future, and no way of knowing even where their next meal would come from. Those days were coming for them. There was no denying it, for the Lord had spoken. Jeremiah, the prophet of the Lord, had to deliver to the people of his time the whole counsel of God's word, that being both his law and his gospel. The days are coming when people will forsake God and will follow after other gods. The days are coming when many will allow the cares and worries of this life to draw them away from the works and the promises of God. It was their unbelief and sin that sent the people of Israel into exile so many years ago. They could not see God's hand at work, slowly, patiently fulfilling his promises to them for a new land, a new king, a new nation made holy by his very own blood. They couldn't see that when God made a covenant with them, that he sealed it with his own life. They couldn't see, even though it was right in front of their very own eyes, through the words and promises of God in his holy scripture. You, of course, are not so very different than they, are you? It is easy for you to allow the pleasures of time, family, work, play, and the busyness of life in general to draw you away from God's word and promises. How many of you have had other things distract you from having a daily devotional life in God's word? How many refrain from praying to the Father at all, except only when you want him to be there for you? How many of you have convinced yourselves that there are more important things than the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? The Spirit inspired words of St. Paul to the Romans ring true for all of mankind. The hour has come for you to awake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in excusing away and justifying the sins that you've grown accustomed to do, but to walk properly is to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. It is that simple. Advent is a season when the church continues to bring you in repentance and faith to reflect upon the coming of the Lord. Are you ready for his coming? According to your sinful flesh, not by your own reason or strength. This is most certainly true. According to your sinful flesh, you are sluggish and distracted, unfocused, and unable to completely pay attention to what he has come to give you. Like Peter, James, and John in the garden with their Lord, you fall asleep at the very thought of remaining with him but 1 hour. The Lord is coming, though. By the grace of God, be repenting and believing in this penitent season of preparation. Repent. Repent of your self-righteousness in thinking right now that you need not be told that you're not ready. Repent of your thoughts that tell you that you have everything under control, so much so that you think you're not missing anything when you miss God's divine service to you. Or the other end of the spectrum, that your attendance merits God's favor. Again, do you really think that God waits for you to determine his objective truth? By the grace of God, be repenting. Put on Christ. Be turned away from your sinful self this holy season. Be turned to the coming one. The Lord knows your weaknesses, and he knows your trials. He knows that you lay in fetters groaning, that your ills of flesh and soul go far beyond anything that you can fix. He knows your sin. He knows your pains and your sorrows. He even knows your rebelliousness toward him. He knows it all, for he is the Lord. But he is not just the Lord. He's your Lord. Remember the words of the Catechism. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord. The King who comes this day through his word and into your ears is the King who came from eternity into the Virgin's womb. He's the King who entered Jerusalem on two animals of peace. The beasts of burden carried him. And yet he is also the King who was led out of Jerusalem, being the one who would carry the burdens of the world on his shoulders, carrying the very instrument that would lift him up and bring you the forgiveness of your sins. He came to become your beast of burden. Your King, who knows your grief and carries your sorrows, carried them all the way to the grave, crushing the power of death, hell, and Satan forever. Your Lord and King returned to heaven to sit at the right hand of God, interceding on your behalf for all time. Just as in the days of Jeremiah, the word of the Lord goes out to the people these days as well. Behold, your King comes to you, meek and lowly. He comes to you these days through means that look about as powerful as a great man riding in on a pair of donkeys. He comes, though, bringing the same good news, words of hope and not terror. He comes knowing your weaknesses and sorrows. He comes bringing renewal of body and soul that no one else ever could or ever will. The coming of your Lord in word and sacraments means more to you than you could ever know or realize. That's why the scriptures say that he is the peace that passes all understanding. These means of grace are the bedrock upon which repentant faith is built. Because these means which he chose to locate himself within, these means proclaim him. And these are how he continues to graciously come to give you exactly what he rode into Jerusalem to bring. He rode in knowing exactly where he was going. He came to die for you. Your Lord rode into Jerusalem to bring the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. And he continues to come today to ride into this sacred space where sacred things take place. A place separated from the world. A place of refuge, not worldly. Here is a place where the wisdom of the world is confronted and destroyed. For the wisdom of God is gloriously and mightily proclaimed through the crucified one. The one who became the beast of burden for the world. The one who would burst his 3-day prison and rise for you. Your Lord doesn't come giving gifts that will disappear or break like the fads of today. No, he comes bringing gifts that last a lifetime and beyond. Gifts that will see you into eternity itself. As he comes bringing gifts that tell you that he has finished it, they also speak of his coming again. For he will come again in triumph. When the heavens open one last time and all the elect of God will be gathered up into the sky with him forever. Advent for the Christian is the beginning of a new year in Christ Jesus. Even this new year is different than the world's, isn't it? Advent is the time when you are brought to remember the threefold coming of your Lord Jesus Christ, coming in your flesh, coming in his word and sacraments, and coming again on the last day. Behold, the days are coming when God has great plans for you, plans of mercy and not hatred, plans of love and not war. Blessed days are coming indeed, for as God fixes your eyes on Christ, indeed you shall be blessed with what he brings. For your Lord rode into Jerusalem and onward to the cross. He rides to you and showers upon you mercy today. And he will ride again on the last day, and your shouts of Alleluia shall ring for eternity. But today, just as he did back then and throughout time, he opens your lips and brings your new man to confess, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.